This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning and welcome to the 107th PGA Championship. This is the 8:06 starting time. Now on the tee, please welcome from Texas, Tom Hoge.
Guy's a natural. That is Tim Freeze, longtime outstanding pro in Western New York, now with Glen Oak, and that was his voice at the PGA Championship. Tim, I hate the sound of my own voice, and everybody says that about themselves. I don't know if that was strange for you to listen to, but you sounded good to me.
Mike, thanks. I need to have a little more energy in there. Hate the sound of my own voice. You bet. It was a 5 a.m. shuttle with the cameraman and the rules officials. Oh, yeah, didn't have enough coffee. You know, get the juice in there. I was better toward the end of the call. So funny. That's funny. You're exactly right.
How long did you announce groups for?
I had the first group out of 7 this morning, and I went to about 8:15, and then Dawn from Nebraska. There's 14 of us on the board of the PGA of America. We all take some shifts to start all the players off. It's fantastic Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday we do the same thing, and then also announce everybody to 18 green. That's fun. I have that shift tomorrow afternoon, cool TV time, which would be, you know, the last couple of groups coming in, probably the last 2 hours coming up 18 on Saturday. So yeah, we have our, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's cool. Rules officials pointing, you got, you know, the Golf Channel, ESPN guys in your ear, and kind of counting down 10, 9, 8, and I had some cool groups out there this morning. I had Pavon. It's not Pavone, I heard from his girlfriend. So I announced him, and sure enough, here he is up there, and he was in the same group with Aaron Rye. Just great. You know, the tour players are cool. They really are super guys. I'm not sure if DeChambeau is an actor or not, but he seemed pretty cool. I put a video up there for Brian. I tell you, it's just fun. I don't know. We can't determine. And the stories that you hear out there, social media, I might believe, and when the players put it out, it's fun stuff. And being here, lots of excitement, lots of cool stuff. This is the biggest build-out that we've ever done, the biggest. From, you know, fan experience here is exceptional. Everybody gets everything to eat. It's all included. Everything to drink, all included. You want to buy some alcohol, different. And then this is all a build-up, obviously, you can imagine, for the Ryder Cup, which is going to be nuts at Bethpage. But, yeah, biggest build-out. In fact, the golf course today played, oh, my gosh, 4 yards short of 7,600 yards. You do the math, that's 422 yards average per hole for 18. How would we all do playing 18 par fours at 422? It's a big ballpark.
Well, I mean, you're nice to include us, especially me, in that question.
I'm sore.
How
from,
you would do.
Tim, I'm sore from walking Delaware Park this morning, okay? No.
You can play it from Ring Road and then, you know, that, you know, experience that.
Yep. Tim, that's an interesting one on Pavon. Like, we'll end up in these kind of situations sometimes where you think you know that a pronunciation is different than the public thinks, and then you say it what you believe is the right way, and you probably maybe sense that the people listening think you've said it wrong.
You're exactly right. So what happens, a little secret that I found over the years, is literally I meet them in a sense as they're coming up, you know, rule, they get their scorecard, grab a pencil or two. I go right to the caddy, and if I see a girlfriend or mom or dad, I go right up to them. So there's apparently 9 pronunciations of David Puig or Puog or Puig. It's P-U-I-G. How many ways can you say P-U-I-G? Well, I heard them all, and then the girlfriend said, that's the one, and I did it, and he smiled at me and pointed. I go, okay, I got it right.
Nice. you put the effort in. You deserve to be rewarded.
Yeah.
So being on the board is what avails you to the opportunity. You say you take turns. Is that kind of how it is? Because that's one thing I was wondering when thinking of talking to you today is, like, how do you get the gig?
Cool. So there's 31,000 members and associates of the PGA of America. We're the, you know, the worker bees, right? The PGA Tour are the players, and we're the worker bees. That's 14,000-plus facilities around the country, and then around the world PGA members are, right? So then there's a food chain. Think of the Senate of the United States. There's 50 states, right? 2 from each. Well, we take 1 from each of 14 districts. There's 14 of us. There's a couple officers, a couple independents, and then we have somebody from the tour. So that revolves. So that's our representation. We have a board. And one of the cool things, or I don't know if it's a perk, but we help run this and administrate the actual championship. I'm on the championship committee. This is great. So you get to do this. We get to determine the Ryder Cup, pick the Ryder Cup captain, determine all that. We're not picking the bunting of the reds and the whites and all that. But with Keegan Bradley and Luke Donald, who are obviously playing great here, which is kind of neat, the Ryder Cup captains help us do this. So as a board, you just strategically try to guide golf. We hear from all our members, all the people that play our places, like my facility. It's just fun to listen to them, and then I get to bring that to the board. And I'm working hard now, to be honest with you, to bring the PGA back to Oak Hill. It's one of the gems, a Donald Ross gem from around the country, and we keep coming back. USGA wants to do it too, but I'm hoping that in early to mid-30s, maybe 33, 34. We just announced Southern Hills for 32, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a shot at getting this back to Oak Hill. And that was a $200 million boost for the economy of Oak Hill. And that brings in, oh, holy cow, this is the governor. So what if you do tax-free things and we bring a Ryder Cup, you bring another PGA championship? This is big bucks for New York, but, hey, what do they give us and leverage the brand of the PGA? And I tell you right now, what would it be worth on your radio show to bid, holy cow, the right team marker or the Ryder Cup, you know, on the final day? What if you got the bid for that or the final flag that gets to be pulled? It's kind of cool stuff to leverage that. So we as a board get to determine, you know, strategically how that works. In kind, they say, how about a perk? Get on the tee, announce it, get the names right. Here's phonetics. I'm doing the women's PGA championship, which is the KPMG in June down in Frisco. There's some names with 19 syllables. Holy cow. I went up to Ben Yun An. I was close. And he goes, Tim, how's Ben An? Great. Thank you very much. So you don't have to go through the whole, you know, diatribe of trying to figure it out and sweating. It's hot enough down here. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what is the day? So you obviously had this responsibility this morning, which is, you know, a super cool opportunity to do that again. Do you get to watch a lot of the golf, or are you, like, just doing stuff because you're sort of on duty?
Chris, one of the cool things we did, it's we leveraged the brand and basically said, okay, what if we give an experience, our donors, our partners, an experience inside the ropes? So we call it Inside the Ropes Experience. So this afternoon, I took some donors, some partners, our Reach Foundation, PGA Reach Foundation. They'll talk about it tomorrow on the radio show. Awesome stuff for kids, dry chip and putts that you saw, but the veterans, the whole program. So we get to take these folks in that have given us so much of resources and capital, get them inside the ropes. So this morning, or this afternoon at 1:47, I took 3 people inside the ropes and followed from green, from tee to green for 9 holes, and it was the 1, 2, and 3 in the world. It was a show. So we are on the tee with them, right? And then we just walk up. We don't want to be in their way. You sit down, and then you walk. You just keep going up to the green. You're in the alleyways that they got to go green to tee. You get some knuckles. You get some high fives, but that goes so... What a long way that goes in thanking and gratitude for the people that help us and all of our things and all of our programs and our foundation. So it's so fun. So, Chris, I do a little bit of work in between. I do get to watch. But I bet you right now, as you watch, you might know more about what happened on the golf course than I would, because I'm not paying attention as much to the leaderboards. Although I did see the double from Vegas. I did see some of the scores. And then following, you know, Rory, I'm telling you, DeChambeau, I put it, Brian's got it. I do catch a few, but... This man, I mean, the hole's 500 and something. Dogleg right number 1. I went behind and videoed it. When I got it up there. I think Brian put it up there. He takes a tack instead of hitting a high cut, a left to right for a righty, he takes it over everything, smashes it, and everybody's hooting and hollering. It's a rock concert.
Right.
It's
yeah.
So funny because we all dream of this. They can't, and it is amazing. These guys, Rory McIlroy can play center ice. He's got a butt like a centerman, man. They are all in rock. So we get in the locker room, we got to change, put our ties and all that stuff on. But in the meantime, we get to see Scheffler's he is bigger than you can imagine. His shoulders are wide, he's thick, he's tall. And the club gets up there about 7 feet. That's how he hits it. He's got a superpower. One of those superpowers is his caddy, Ted Scott, that while he's on greens, he's reading the greens or the flag positions that could happen tomorrow and Sunday. It's amazing. It's a science. You can't just go inside the ropes and caddy. These guys they're professionals. They get paid great, but holy cow, the homework that goes into it. And then they wink to us. They give us signs what club they're hitting, and they flash the fingers and all that. We catch all that. It's fun. It's good. It's cool.
Tim Freeze with us at the PGA Championship. How close did you ever come to making this event?
Yeah, I'm trying really not to say me or I. I swear to God, Chris and Mike. I tried to qualify. I've been to a couple of championships. I did get to play in the senior PGA Championship. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic, and it was awesome. And I birdied the first two out of three holes. And holy cow, you see your name on the leaderboard, and then you throw up. Oh, no. Oh, great. So I've never made this. I've been close, sure. But that doesn't matter. There's 1,000 of me. Doesn't matter. Make the field. There's 20 of us club pros that did make the field.
Yeah.
This was the Michael Block crazy story, right? Playing with McIlroy, having a hole in one. That's just, you can't make it up.
He's in the field again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He did make the field again from, down in Frisco, which I did get to play last year. Didn't make it. That's okay. We keep trying, but as the age goes up, you lose a little speed, and holy cow, you heard every hole here. These guys hit it in places we just don't. It's like the NBA playing with 6-foot rims. It's just not what it looks like to these guys. It's amazing. But I'll tell you what, for all the listeners, when they get over shots, when they get over putts, the pre-shot routine, they settle in. The focus is crazy good. They take that little extra look in time, and there's not rush shots. They are professionals at this, and they are the best at it, and we get to watch this. This is fantastic.
How do you feel like the players are responding to the course? Because it sounded like a bit of a rough week leading up to it, some criticism of the course. How do you feel like that's going over so far, Tim?
Yeah, it's literally rule 1-1, play it as you find it, as it lies, right? So we struggle with that. An amateur body's making the rules of a professional game, so we're keeping it that way at this moment. This is awesome because you play the course as you find it. Well, this was a super challenge because only once in the history of a major has the ball been played up. And it was in one of our championships. It was that bad in Baltusrol in New Jersey a couple of years ago. Jimmy Walker won. It was that bad. So all of a sudden they're faced as late as Wednesday with 4.5 inches of rain. Glen Oak would be underwater and we got rowboats out down, Ransom Creek.
Right.
Not here. So Johnny Harris, his father, they started this with Arnold Palmer back in the 60s. They got this thing going, and they built drainage and sub-air systems in the green. They could take water and literally just make it disappear. They did it, and it was a question whether they could play the ball, quote, down or up. And they decided early Thursday morning before the first player hit it, all right, there's going to be some places. One of those places was in 16, and that's where Scheffler and Schauffele just what you have to do when you have a mud ball, let's say, none today, but yesterday was sure, but it's tough. You want to keep the ball down. Once you put a ball in a player's hand, they can do magic with it. So you just don't want to have that happen in a championship, right? So then, sure, you got to play the ball different. Play it back, knock it down, have Jeff talk about it tomorrow, my friend, PGA Golf Professional, with Brian and Kevin tomorrow. So basically, you got to play it back and run it up there and take your chances, get it up and down. Once you try to do something heroic, it doesn't work. Mud does affect the ball. So anyway, they made the call. We got hit, but just like Ryder Cup ticket, we took a hit, but now it's going for five times more than the original tickets, and that must have been a deal at the time. It's just, you know, everybody gets caught up in the emotion, but the course is fantastic. I've worn white shoes now every day, not a speck of mud on them. It's amazing. So it was just the playing surfaces, and they only got to cut the greens, cut the fairways. It was raining so much. They only got one cut on it, and having Glen Oak and knowing what it takes to cut fairways, they cut them through the night with headlights, and it's incredible what has to happen. The hundreds of millions that goes into running an event. Hey, from the USGA, the Royal and Ancient, it's cool. It's big bucks. It's fun, but the people here and the energy is just so good. So yeah. Good. And everybody's eating and drinking. They're having a good time. It's a big party.
And you'll be a part of the Ryder Cup scene, too, you said. I have a friend, Bulldog knows him very well, Adam Krautwurst, co-host of the Deep End Fantasy Football Podcast. He is volunteering. He won an opportunity to volunteer at Bethpage, and he can't wait. So I bet.
Oh, yeah. It's the Ryder Cup once every 4 years. If anybody has a shot, it's worth it. Bethpage, I played there in the State Open for so many years. It's a monster. It's a Tillinghast. They just played one of those last week. It's so cool. The course is my favorite. I can remember every hole you can imagine. But when Koepka won there, it's a big baller. You just got to smash it. It's different than other Ryder Cups because this is ours. Over in England, they squeeze in the fairways. Over in Ireland, over in France, over in Rome, they do it different. We're going to do it our way here, and it's going to be fun. But the opportunity now, you've heard of the ticket giveaway we're doing. 3,000 tickets, 500 tickets. We are putting GoPros on flags on the other courses at Bethpage. We walk up, and we surprise, literally, players that are out there, firemen, anybody. And we say, here's two tickets for the Ryder Cup coming up, and we surprise the heck out of them. We're giving away 6,000. It's so good.
That's fantastic. That is super cool, Tim.
Wow, Tim. You're having a ball. We can definitely tell. That's great. Love the energy.
I love it. No, choke Bulldog. I played golf with you guys. We had some fun there at Transavaley, yes. And you guys, I know, enjoy the game. It's a hard game. It's a fun game to play, a hard game to master, and I'm watching masters do this. They are Picassos out on the golf course here. It's fun. When they get closer to the hole, they smell it, and they're even better. It's fun to watch the big ball, but I like watching short games, short shots, and being inside the ropes and seeing that up close as a golf professional, as a teacher, instructor, and just it's an entertainment. That's Glen Oak for us. Come out and be entertained. Have fun with your friends. That's all we sell. I don't sell green fees. I sell fun, right? So that's what we want to do, and that's what they're doing here.
You would be impressed with Bulldog's touch on the around the greens for a big guy, speaking of guys with big shoulders.
I knew that was coming.
You would be impressed. He used to go by the nickname and embrace it, the big uneasy.
Mike dubbed me that many years
but
ago.
But those days are over. Like he's very smooth out there now, Tim, which we all aspire to.
You know, Chris, you put the beard on one side or the other, one shoulder or the other, as you're taking the club back? How does that work?
It's trimmed way back for the summer, Tim. So I'm not a hindrance. No. No. I've started playing. I played 65 rounds last year, which, when I was half my age, you know, way back when, I never played that much. But my oldest son has gotten into the game, and we're members at Delaware, and it's right up the street. So, I mean, you know, gone is the 6 or 7 hour, you know, driving and then, you know, playing and all that. Like, we're in and out of there in 3 hours. I mean, it's really great. Not say I don't enjoy. We Owen and I played Glen Oak last summer and had a great time out there. So
thank you for coming. You get and think about what we have around. There's word that maybe Westwood turns into nine holes, another type of a county thing. Fantastic for the golfers out there. If anybody who's listening right now, I think if your kids are interested at all, COVID was so awful in so many ways, but unbelievable for kind of our sport in a sense. It showed family, friends, having a great time together, having some laughs. Doesn't matter what you shoot.
Outdoors.
I play a ton of alternate shot now with my friends and wife. Oh, my gosh, right? So what it did do right now is it's been 40, 50 years. If you play golf, if your children play golf, a woman makes about 30, 35% more compensation in her lifetime. She just plays golf. It's networking. You're with people. You're having fun. It's sales. It's all that. So get out, play a little golf. Don't have to be good. Just enjoy it. Maybe bang some balls. But Delhi, I played last summer. And about, I showed up about 5 o'clock with a friend, and the guy at the counter goes, "Ah, it's a little late. I want you guys just to go." I love it. And I'm like, "Well, it's one cut. It's just great. And you played 65 rounds, Chris. It's fantastic."
Are we going to see you at the trophy presentation?
Yes.
All right.
They won't let me wear my hat, so I'll be one of the old guy, ball guy guy. You know, and I'll get my position there with my blue coat on. We are in the green. Whoever wins this thing, it is fun. And then on that green will be many of our veterans we've taught are part of our programs. Amazing. Some of the kids in the drive, chip, and putt. It's just good stuff. And this is, we're, again, the worker bees. We want to make it fun for everybody. We will be on that 18th green on Sunday. It'd be fantastic, yes.
It's great to hear how much you're enjoying yourself there. And you're definitely a great spokesman for the game and the tournament. So we appreciate you making time for us.
And you've always been a really good supporter, not just of the game all around here in Western New York, but of Brian and Kevin and Jeff Metis and Tita Green. And we, on behalf of them, thank you for that. The station appreciates it.
Chris and Mike, I go to work with a smile. I come home with a bigger smile. I just love what the game means, in honor and integrity. It just means so much. And it's, if more people did it and played it and enjoyed it and find out what they have in their friends and their family. That's it. Enjoy the experience. You don't have to be good at it. Just have some fun and pop a Mick Light, right? So thank you for having me on.
Yeah, before you go, my wife and I have gotten to be friends with your cousin AJ over the years, and we got a beautiful piece of his artwork that I got her for Christmas many years ago that hangs in our living room, and he heard you were going to be on, and he wanted to make sure to tell me to tell you hello.
My cousin AJ, when he was born, Andy Freeze, we had lots of joke with that one. Andy, yeah, Andrew. He's the best. What an artist. He's made money of the Buffaloes around and around town, too. He's quite an artist.
He's a very talented dude. Yeah, for sure.
Great cousin and a great friend. Great friend. Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for saying that about AJ. That's great.
Tim, have a great time down there. I know you are.
You betcha, gentlemen. And hopefully we get to tee it up and make some birdies together.
Let's
appreciate
it. Thank you, Tim. Tim Freeze down at the PGA Championship. Jonathan Vegas is still the leader by 2. Scotty Scheffler is 4 back. He is the betting favorite. Still. Although, it's kind of starting to feel like yesterday. Every time I look up, they're in the rough sand. McIlroy's throwing a club.
Yeah. While we were talking to Tim,
he
got a bad roll, it looked like, off of a tee shot that he might have thought was pretty good at a par 3. And then, he threw a club kind of at a sign.
Can't have that.
No. You don't like
think of the kids.
Don't like to see that.
Think of the kids.
Don't like to see that.
I mean, you cannot.
Yeah.
The kids are going to be scarred by that one. Next up, Dave Buchanan, the Bandits and Saskatchewan tonight, game one of the best of 3 NLL finals. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.